Our Bible reading is from the New Testament book of Luke. From chapter 4, we will read verses 1 through 13. In the New King James Version Pew Bible, we're on page 1464. Before we read, let us pray. Speak, Lord, for your servants listen. Amen. Luke 4. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days Jesus ate nothing, and afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." But Jesus answered the devil, saying, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Then the devil, taking Jesus up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to Jesus, "All this authority I'll give you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Then the devil brought Jesus to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered and said to the devil, "It has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from Jesus until an opportune time. God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God. To improve her sign language, Lisa immersed herself in the world of the deaf. Soon she learned problems they face. The deaf are awkwardly ignored by hearing people. They're expected to lip read flawlessly and routinely get passed over for promotions at work. Most public events go uninterpreted. Lisa's signing steadily improved to the point where she felt at home with the deaf. At a party, a deaf person was surprised to learn that Lisa could hear. Before Lisa could respond, another friend signed, "She has a deaf heart." Lisa lived in their world. Tim Gustafson writes in Our Daily Bread for January the 8th, 2025, "Lisa didn't condescend to be with the deaf. Except for her hearing, she was like them. Jesus, however, did stoop to reach all of us, to live in our world. Hebrews 2:9 says Jesus was made lower than the angels for a little while. Hebrews 2:14 through 7 highlights for us, Christ shared in our humanity so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil. In doing so, Jesus freed those who live all their lives who were held in slavery by their fear of death. More than that, Jesus was fully human in every way in order that he might become a merciful and faithful priest in service to God. Whatever we face, Jesus knows and understands. He hears our heart. He's with us in every way. Jesus shared in our humanity so that he might break the power of the devil. The devil has the power of death because he tries to lure us away from our life-giving God. Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan River. While he prayed, the heaven was open. The Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon Jesus. A voice came from heaven saying, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." Fresh off of that experience and being filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Sometimes we feel that if the Holy Spirit leads us, it will always be beside still waters or peaceful streams, but that is not necessarily true. The Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness for a long and a difficult time of testing, and the Holy Spirit may also lead us into a time of testing. The majority of references in the Bible as to the wilderness refers to the desert of Sinai. It's a barren, hostile environment of rock and stone. The same devil who tempted Adam and Eve in the lush garden tempted Jesus in the barren wilderness. The devil, or Satan, is a real being, a created but rebellious fallen angel. He constantly fights against God and those who follow and obey God. Jesus was a prime target for the devil's temptations. He succeeded with Adam and Eve, and he hopes to succeed with Jesus. Jesus had eaten nothing and was being tempted for 40 days and nights. Jesus shares our humanity. He was hungry. The devil said to Jesus, "If you're the Son of God, command the stone to become bread." The devil, no doubt, heard those words from heaven. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." As usual, the devil tries to create doubt. "If you are, prove it." Jesus quotes from the sacred writings of Moses. From Deuteronomy 8:3, Jesus says, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Then the devil took Jesus up on a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Like scrolling through the photos of his Facebook page, the devil shows Jesus all the kingdoms of this world. The devil says to Jesus, "All this authority I will give you, and all the glory of these kingdoms, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship me, all will be yours." The devil arrogantly claimed, "The world is mine, not God's. If you hope to be worth anything worthwhile here on earth, you'd better recognize me." Jesus doesn't waste time arguing about ownership. Instead, Jesus refused to validate Satan's claims by worshiping him. Jesus knew that he would redeem the world through giving up his life on the cross, not through making an alliance with a corrupt angel. Jesus does, however, put the devil in his place. Jesus said to the devil, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve.'" The names devil and Satan refer to the same person. The term means an adversary or enemy or to lie in wait. The book of Revelation in chapter 12, verse 9, and also in chapter 20, verse 2, makes it clear that the devil and Satan are one and the same. The great dragon was cast out. The serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the world, he was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast with him. The devil or Satan is a ruler over a powerful spiritual kingdom of evil. Fallen angels, demons, and evil spirits are open to do his bidding. Satan uses the allure or the enticements of the world to tempt humans. He also uses our weaknesses and our limitations to tempt us to listen to his urging or the urging of our own flesh rather than the urging of God. The devil tries again. The devil brought Jesus to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, 'He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.'" Knowing and obeying God's word is an effective weapon against temptation. According to Ephesians 6:17, it's the only offensive weapon provided in the Christian's armor. Ephesians 6 calls for us to take up the whole armor of God that we may stand firm against the wiles of the devil. Our waist is girded with truth, our heart is covered with righteousness, our feet are shod with peace, and our head is protected with salvation. Our faith is a shield to deflect fiery darts. Our only offensive weapon is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Jesus used Scripture to counter Satan's attacks, and we can too. To use it effectively, we must have faith in God's promises, because Satan also knows Scripture and is clever at twisting it to suit his purposes. Obeying the Scripture is more than simply having a verse to quote. We are to read them daily and apply them to our life. Here in this exchange with Jesus, the devil misinterpreted Scripture. The intention of Psalm 91 is to show God's protection of his people. It's not to incite them to use God's power for sensational or foolish displays, such as throwing yourself off the temple. Jesus answered the devil and said to him, "It has been said, 'You shall not tempt the Lord your God.'" The devil is powerful in temptation, but he is not as powerful as God. Jesus resisted every temptation. Now, when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from Jesus until an opportune time. This was not the end of the time that the devil tried to tempt Jesus, but at no time does Jesus ever sin, and he's faced every temptation that we would face. Jesus resisted temptation, and he left the wilderness in the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was alone when he faced the temptation of the devil in the wilderness. He must have told his disciples about the experience later. He wanted them to know what he faced and that his followers should not expect to face anything less. Jesus also left us with the example of the Word of God and using it to gouge holes in the words of the devil. The temptations that we face may not be exactly as Jesus. We may not be in a desert with rocks that could be turned into bread. We will, however, at times be aware that we or our family needs food. The Bible teaches working honestly, such as using honest weights. We're told for our words to have integrity. We're also told to share what we have with others. At times, it may cross our minds that maybe that worked in olden times, but in today's world, we need to have questionable strategies, and we need to look out for ourselves. Truth is that honesty and integrity and sharing are the same in the Old Testament, the New Testament, and in our world today. The devil tempted Jesus with the power of kingdoms of this world. Now, the devil is correct when he says that the kingdoms of this world do have a certain glory. There's a shine in seeming to be in control of our life, be it at work or home or car or with our talents or our health. However, it is a short-term shine, and before we know it, the glory has become tarnished. The worship and ways of the devil will never bring long-lasting glory and peace. The devil tempted Jesus with using his faith in a foolish way, such as throwing himself off the pinnacle of the temple. On the surface, it might seem that we're wanting God's glory to show. If he rescues us and protects us from danger, then we think that others will see the glory of God. But in reality, when we put ourselves in harm's way, when there's no call for it, it's a display of pride to show ourselves as deserving because we are a child of God. Another word for tempt is test. While we never look to be tempted by the devil, and we pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil," we can ask God to test or to search our heart to know its true state. In her book, Search My Heart, O God, Bible teacher Kay Arthur writes, "The heart is the innermost part of our being. No matter how hard we might try, we cannot disguise the true state of our heart. It'll be revealed in our thoughts, our conversations, our actions, our relationships. Of course, we may fool others for a while, but we can never deceive God. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Have you ever taken time, beloved, in the busyness of life to allow God to take you by the hand and in the gentleness of his love to search your heart to see if there's any hurtful ways in you? Have you looked deeply, allowing God to shine the spotlight of his holiness in every hidden corner and recess of your innermost self? What dangerous temptations, pet sins, or wrong beliefs have you been quietly entertaining? What passion drives you through each day? What secret guilt or worries are creeping into your heart, stifling your God-given joy and stealing away your peace? Kay Arthur encourages, "While living with hidden sin, guilt, or pain will lead only to sorrow, a heart that's been cleansed by and filled with the Holy Spirit will lead to joy and peace." As you allow God to reveal the true state of your heart, she writes, "I encourage you to pray along with King David. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Restore me to the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit." Jesus has a human heart and a God heart. Let us pray. O God, help us have a human heart and a God heart. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.